the financial statement with your father before it was sent?
I don't believe so. I'm not sure what it means by recent financial statement. So I don't, well, I don't.
You wrote it, ma'am. What did you mean?
Like I said, I don't remember the email. I could have meant, I don't know. It could have been on the property. It could have been on any number of things. So I just don't know.
It's not what your email says. My father will send you his most recent financial statement. The prior sentence, you mentioned that you were including marketing materials on the property as well as our projections. And in our, you're referring to the Trump Organization, right?
Or his and ours, yes. I mean, I use them a little interchangeably, but I don't know.
I think the last sentence is clear. My father will all, this is your statement. My father will also send you his most recent financial statement.
Okay.
Do you understand that to mean that it was your father's financial statement?
I mean, it says what it says, but I don't have any recollection of this. I don't know what I meant by it, or I don't recall having sent it. So I don't know.
But in the
that was Ivanka Trump's deposition in the New York Attorney General civil fraud trial. You see Ivanka Trump saying she doesn't remember, she doesn't recall, she doesn't remember. Even when presented with the email, she said she doesn't recall. Well, now we are learning that Donald Trump paid more than $2.3 million in donor money to law firms helping Ivanka Trump with her legal problems last year, and the law firm representing Eric, Don Jr., Alan Weisselberg, and others, when you combine that, it's like an additional $5 million. But let's drill down on this $2.3 million first, paid to the law firm of Ivanka Trump. And it's just so convenient that after paying the law firm $2.3 million, and then Ivanka Trump was sitting there in the deposition, she just didn't remember, and she just didn't recall anything, even when presented with the emails. And I just want you to think about this, folks. And we've previously covered how Donald Trump has spent nearly $60 million on legal fees with money from his political action committee, taking his donor money and spending it for his own legal fees, for witnesses who then conveniently don't remember things, on other litigation expenses from his donors, from Mr. and Mrs. Magadonia, and spending it for the legal fees of Ivanka and Don Jr. and Eric. You have Mr. and Mrs. Magadonia from Middle America funding these legal fees. Let's take a look at the homes of Ivanka, Don Jr., and Eric. Take a look at this. There is Ivanka's $24 million home. There is Don Jr.'s $4.8 million, $9.7 million home. There's Eric's $3.2 million home. And yes, this is who, we'll just go through some of these photos of the homes. Yes, this is who is getting the money from people who may be living paycheck to paycheck, who are then complaining about not having enough money for groceries, which is a serious issue, but they are spending their money to help the legal fees of the children of a billionaire, I guess also spending that money for Melania's hair, right? Melania's hair and makeup, $300,000, $400,000. Melania Trump has used political action committee money, and you don't even see Melania Trump on the campaign trail. You got Waltine Nauta, Donald Trump's co-defendant, his body man who gets him the Diet Cokes. He's been paid somewhere in the range of about $300,000 and or more. And Nauta's lawyers also have gotten paid a huge sum of money. $1.7 million of Donald Trump's donor money went to Donald Trump's jet. And yes, you have someone who purports to be a billionaire using his donor money to fund this lavish lifestyle and all of these legal fees and his wife's hair and makeup. And that's what MAGA is all about. And it's a perpetual grift on grift on grift. But let's take a look at this Business Insider story right here that I was talking about earlier. A political action group controlled by Donald Trump paid millions to law firms representing Ivanka. Two firms representing her in the Trump Organization civil fraud trial got $2.3 million last year. Another law firm repping other Trump family members got more than $5 million. It goes on to say how, according to the FEC filings, the Save America PAC spent a combined $2.3 million on Ivanka's legal fees, spent another $5.3 million on the law firm of Robert & Robert, which represented also Ivanka, Eric, and Don Jr. Add that up. It's about $7.6 million right there on legal fees on the kids. And you had Cliff Robert was the lawyer who attacked Justice Arthur Engoron for requesting recently information about whether or not Alan Weisselberg, the former Trump CFO, committed perjury in the courtroom because he's allegedly in negotiations with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office regarding committing crimes in the court before Justice Arthur Engoron in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. And again, you know, you pay these lawyers a lot of money, $5.3 million, $2.3 million, and all of a sudden the witnesses are not saying that they remember things anymore, and they're attacking, the lawyers are attacking the judge. I guess you can say that money talks right here.
Did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend that you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at that perfect temperature all night long. Now, using silver-infused fabrics originally inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at that perfect temperature all night so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh three times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than the bed sheets used by some five-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code Midas at checkout, you'll get three free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Midas and use the code Midas to claim your free three-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Midas to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this.
It talks about here in the article that Robert McGuire, the research director for Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, a campaign finance watchdog organization, said Trump had to deceive Save America donors for years, or had deceived Save America donors for years. You think? Quote, in 2020, he raised tens of millions of dollars for the PAC by making baseless claims of a stolen election and casting the PAC as an official election defense fund, McGuire told Business Insider. Since then, the committee has largely become a vehicle for paying his family and his associates' legal bills while also channeling tens of millions to a pro-Trump super PAC, which then also pays their personal expenses. In 2023, Save America dispersed a total of $1.3 million to the Troutman Pepper Hamilton law firm and $1,040,000 to the firm of Kellogg, Hansen, Todd, Feigl, and Frederick. Both firms represented Ivanka in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case right there. You saw Ivanka's testimony. Let's take a look at some of the other testimony, okay, if we will. For all of this money being funneled and channeled to represent these individuals, I think we'll see some commonality here. Let me show you. First, we'll do Eric Trump, who also seems to not believe that he has any knowledge about the organization, that he's allegedly the founder or is one of the co-trustees of, rather. Play, Eric.
I don't remember a video conference in 2021 talking about the statement of financial condition. I mean, maybe you could show me something, but I don't think I ever signed a statement of financial condition. I don't I've done a lot to try and jog my memory, and I simply can't because I don't think I've ever had any involvement in the statement of financial condition, to the best of my knowledge.
Here is Don Jr. saying he doesn't know what generally accepting accounting principles are. Play the clip.
Do you have any familiarity with an acronym GAAP, G-A-A-P?
Generally accepted accounting principles, yes.
Okay. How did you become familiar with that acronym?
Probably in Accounting 101 at Wharton.
Okay. What do they teach you about generally accepted accounting principles in Wharton?
Well, I'm not an accountant, but that they are generally accepted.
Anything else?
That's pretty much what I remember from Accounting 101. So.
Have you told me everything you know about GAAP?
Basically. I'm sure I could come up with some creative stuff to kill time, but I'd be doing neither of us a favor in terms of educating ourselves.
And here's Alan Weisselberg, who's now allegedly in negotiations for committing perjury in this case, saying that although he was the CFO of the Trump Organization, he doesn't know what generally accepting accounting principles are. Play the clip.
If I said the phrase GAAP, G-A-A-P, are you familiar with that acronym?
I've heard of that, yes.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about GAAP. What is GAAP?
Generally accepted accounting principles. I don't know what's in GAAP. I never took the CPA exam.
Okay.
And never studied for it. So I don't know all the various components of what GAAP is.
Are there any components you know about what GAAP is?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Folks, I just want to play it for you so you can see it. You know, I know that, the New York Times wants to blast on their front page what politically minded Trump appointees are saying in reports that conflict with what we see with our eyes or hear with our ears, and that's where the New York Times wants us to be focused. But I want to view what is actually being said in depositions like that. And I know the New York Times and all of this legacy media, they love fascism. I know they want to hoist it up, but we don't love that here on the Midas Touch Network. And that's why this is the fastest growing independent media channel in the world, because we're standing up to fascism. And we're just showing you, this is what they said. You saw Ivanka. I don't remember. I don't see that on the front page of the New York Times. You saw Eric. You saw Don Jr. You saw Alan Weisselberg. By the way, I could show you Trump's deposition where in the case involving E. Jean Carroll, he didn't recognize his own wife and thought it was E. Jean Carroll. But you don't see the New York Times talking about that, do you? You don't see legacy media talking about, do you? You don't see CNN talking about that, do you? Look, we're going to focus on the facts here at the Midas Touch Network. Let's keep building this independent media platform where mainstream Republicans, independents, progressive liberals, if you care about the facts, this is the place for you. That's what the pro-democracy community is all about. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.